feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you precious contraband and ancient tales.
Oh. Right, all right, all right. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I am your overnight dude here, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Yeah. Hey, it's Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. This is where it gets weird. Well, every morning's kind of weird, but this is when it gets kind of real weird. Wild Card Wednesday, as you know, every morning on this show, you, the listener, pick the bumps, the music that we hear coming back from commercials and breaks. And the theme every morning is different, and it's Wildcard Wednesday, which means any song, any artist, anything, anything. And you guys take full advantage of that, I would like you to know. So text in your request now. We'll play them later. 312-981-7200. Anything. Wildcard Wednesday, 312-981-7200. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, after 2:30, magician David Parr is going to join us. He is hosting his annual Haunting History Tour, which is really cool. It's a 13 and over show. It's an interactive tour of the historic Dawes House in Evanston, which is an historic building that was built in like 1895 or so. And it might be haunted. And he's a magician, and he takes you through an interactive tour, and all kinds of creepy stuff happens. So it's an actual show. It's like a magic show, and it ends with a seance. And he's going to do it on the weekend of Halloween, so 28th through the 31st. And there are three tours each night, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. He takes you through. You actually learn history about the building. You are in a historical old building. Go room by room by room, and creepy stuff happens throughout the entire thing. It's awesome. We're going to talk about magic and that, and he's actually going to do some magic on the air that you can be a part of. And I hope everybody plays along. And let me say hi to everybody first, and then I would like it if everybody played along when David does the trick. Here's Dan Shigrew. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Nick.
How are you?
All right, man. How about you?
I'm all right. I'm good. The Cubs, you know, I don't even want to talk about it. Today is another day. They win tonight. It's even.
Right. That's a great way to look
at it. It's even. That's it. It's even. Nobody's worried about anything. It's even. And let me go to news real quick. Hey, newsroom, Vic Vaughn. Hi, Vic.
I'm here.
You know, can you lead with a different sports story?
Yep.
Okay, Marian Hossa scored his 500th goal last night.
We'll do that. Well, I'll switch it up.
Thank you. The Hawks won 7-4. Great. But he's my favorite Hawk, and he finally scored his 500th goal last night. And I miss it because I was watching the damn Cub game. But I've seen the replay several times, and he is awesome. He's the best player on the Hawks, in my opinion. I love the man. I've loved him forever. And he finally scored 500. So can you just, at least one of the newscasts, I know the big sports story is the Cubs.
No, I love him too. In fact, throughout your show, that will lead.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes,
I appreciate that. I know management's going to be pissed, but,
Maybe I'll switch it up.
When people start waking up, when management starts waking up, suddenly go back to the Cubs. But Marian Hossa scored his 500th goal last night. That's awesome. And the Hawks won. Panarin scored two goals and got an assist. So let's look at that. Let's look at that sports news.
I'll follow that up with the Bears. No. I won't do that.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, hi, Vic.
How you doing?
I'm good. Let's go into the traffic area there. And it's Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh. So, listen, the reason I'm introducing you guys before I do all the plugs that I normally do is because I want you guys, if you can, to participate along with me when David does his magic. He's going to do an interactive magic trick. So let me just tell you what you'll need. You're going to need three smallish pieces of heavy paper, like around the same size, and something to write with, like a pen. And you know what would be if you have, like, let me give you an example, like a business card. Like three business cards that are blank on the back would be perfect. Or do we have index cards laying around in this building anywhere?
Yeah, I think there's some in the mailroom.
Okay, so maybe we can grab some index cards during a break or something. You guys can play along as David does what is an interactive radio trick, and it's a seance-related trick. So you need a pen and sort of three blank cards that are kind of the same size, a little heavier than paper.
I'm already freaked out.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, this building is haunted. It is haunted by Franklin McCormick.
Cool. Are we going to conjure up those spirits?
Oh, I don't know. We'll
find
out.
They're going to haunt us.
We'll find out. We will find out. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys that. He's going to do this in a little while when we have him on the show. But just have that stuff ready, a pen and three blank pieces of paper that are a little bit heavy that you can write on. Okay? All right. So that's going to be one of the things that David Parr does. Also, Stacey Nelson is going to join us. You'll hear. She's a little enthusiastic about life. I love Stacey. Stacey is an award-winning designer, an art director. She's a contributor to the Today Show, and she provides us with great, affordable decorating tips and party tips for Halloween. So you don't go out to Party City, spend 10 grand. She's going to tell you how you can do it for like 20 bucks, and it'll look kick-ass, and you'll have fun, and you'll have a great party, and you'll have a great haunted house and all kinds of cool stuff. So she always comes on with us around Halloween as well. So we got a couple of Halloween-related topics here and guests coming up after 2:30 and after 3 o'clock. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their list of nominees for potential induction. And we'll go through that list and then talk about, you know, we'll open up the phone lines at 312-981-7200 to find out your thoughts on this list and who's missing, who needs to be inducted. And we'll talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the nominees, and in general, that kind of stuff as well. And Esmeralda Dan's going to give us a quiz about knowing company slogans. Dan, can you explain a little, just briefly what the quiz is?
Yeah, you know, so borrowing from our pickup line things a little bit earlier, if I were asking you what company has a slogan, I'm loving it.
Right.
You would say
McDonald's.
Yes.
So that's what it is. Basically, know your company slogans. Esmeralda, you and I will be quizzed by Dan.
Got it.
A little bit later on.
Chinese ancient secret.
Yeah, ancient Chinese secret.
Calgon.
It's Calgon. That's right. You'll never forget that now, Esmeralda. You will never forget that.
I will not.
My husband. Some hot shot. So, anyway. Welcome to the show, everybody. Again, 312-981-7200 for talk and text and your Wildcard Wednesday requests. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Check out our podcasts. They're awesome. Every single second of the show is podcast in the early morning hours later after the show. And you can go to iTunes, subscribe, and the entire show in podcast form will be delivered to you, and you can listen to it at your leisure, bro. And for information about our podcast, you can also go to my page at WGNRadio.com. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us. Okay. All right. So, Dan, how are you? You all right?
I'm doing all right, Nick.
Okay. You watched the game. We talked about it on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was rough.
It was a bad game.
And I don't want to watch 3 hours of Larry King slurping ice cream and Mary Hart sitting next to him taking selfies for the entire show.
I'm glad there was one Chicago guy. The dude from New Girl was there.
Yes. Yes. Jake Johnson.
Yeah. So yeah. I was glad to see at least one Chicago representative.
Yeah. He's the man. I love that guy. And of course, you know, Magic, they kept cutting to Magic Johnson. And he's got a piece of the team. So I was, you know, for some reason, I don't know. I love Tommy Lasorda.
He's a hoot.
I love Tommy Lasorda. I love him. Every time they cut to Tommy, I was like, oh, cool. Tommy Lasorda's there because I love that guy. But, yeah, no, it was a rough game. But, again, like I said, they win tonight. It's even. Everything, forget about it. It's even. It's 2-2. It's a whole new game. It's a whole new series at that point. So everybody,
because the three,
there's a leg exactly at that point. There's a lot of people on the ledge right now, man. And I know, I understand. I've been a Cub fan my whole life. I've been disappointed, you know, many, 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 many times. But come on, man. If they lose tonight, I will worry. I will begin worrying. I'm not worried going into this game tonight. I'm not worried. So we got some 20-year-old twerp on the mound for the Dodgers, and we got Lackey throwing for us. Although the bats, man, they got to come to life. You know what the most telling moment of last night's game was? Like, that sums up the entire game.
What's that?
Hayward pinched hit for Russell.
Yeah.
That sums up the entire game. If someone were to ask you, what's your impression of last night's game? Well, at one point, Hayward pinch hit for Russell. I don't know. Anyway, did you notice when they cut to some of the dugout stuff? Like, but when they were down, it was looking really bad. And I don't know if you noticed this, but Rizzo was going up to people and putting his arms around him.
Right.
I love Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah.
And he's got to come to life, obviously. And you can tell he's frustrated.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, he stole a base last night, which was outstanding.
That was a pretty great sequence.
But did you see that, though? He's putting his arm around Russell. It's like, it's going to be okay. Because he's the team leader, clearly.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and, you know, to your point, you know, he finally got on base. And when he finally got on base in the Giants series, he hugged the first base coach. You know, I mean, you know, he knows it, too. And, you know, he's doing his best. And obviously it's not enough right now.
No, it's not.
But, you know, that's what a leader does. Like, all right, let's get this done. Let's figure this out.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's another game, man. Tonight, they win tonight. It's all even. So, anyway, Hossa scored 500, his 500th goal. Does anybody know that? If you guys remember that? Hawks won, Hossa scored his 500th.
7-4-500th goal.
500th goal. That's right. All right. We got to take a break. Now, when we come back, this is weird, Dan. I got to tell you this. I've been getting requests to play some cuts from the Scary Sound CD.
Yes.
Now, have you been getting requests from people?
Like, I have not, but, you know, you get that sense right around this time every day.
Yeah, people are like, where's the Scary Sound CD? I'll play a few cuts, including the greatest cut of all time. For those of you who don't know, the Scary Sound CD, I'll explain it to you. It was purchased many years ago, back in 1998. It was purchased by my old partner, Gary Lee Wright. We'll take a break. I'll explain it to you, and I'll play a few of the fantastic Scary Sounds Halloween CD effects. And I'm sure that you'll want to immediately go out and buy it to make your Halloween party sound terrifying and authentic. And if you've not heard it, if you're a regular listener, you know. And there are people right now who are cheering. Because I got like a lot of people who are like, where's the Scary Sound CD, particularly the greatest cut of all time? So prepare yourself. All right, we'll take a break. Hi. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 o'clock, and my buddy and hero, the one, the only, Steve Cochran, at 6 a.m. for your morning drive. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200 anytime you want to participate. And send in your Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah! Wild Card Wednesday. Anything, any cardist, anything, any song. Send it in now. We'll play them later. Text it in at 312-981-7200. Okay, it's Halloween time. And as you can tell, we've heard from our friend, the Fartenstein.
That one rattled my bolts.
It rattled his bolts. See, because he's a monster. He's got bolts in his neck. And Count Fartula.
Sink your teeth into that.
Right. So it is obviously Halloween time, and our two guests are going to add to the spookiness of the Halloween world, and that's coming up after 2:30. What we always bust out the Scary Sounds CD. And this, I had a partner years ago named Gary Lee Wright, and we used to co-host the show Nick D and Gary Lee right here on WGN. And Gary, as an impulse purchase, bought the Paper Magic Group. It's from Paper Magic Group, the Scary Sounds CD, 70 scary sound effects, 16 spooky musical orchestrations, over 75 minutes long. Scary Sounds. I think he paid $2 for it, if I'm not mistaken, and I think it was at a truck stop. He was there, and it was like in a little bin near where he was paying for gas or something, and it was like $2, $2.50 or something. He's like, oh, hell, I'll buy this. It was like October of 1998, the first year that I had my own radio show after years of being on with Roy and Steve and Johnny and stuff. So he brought this in, and we played it. Now, there's no track listing on the CD. And so one night we played it on the air, and we tried to figure out what each track was. And, Dan, you, of course, know this is kind of legendary. It's the 18th year that we've done this. So you've heard this, obviously. Well, we do it every year now that I've been working with you.
Right.
But you heard it before.
It is a treat of the Halloween season.
It is. And I don't know who put this together. When you hear this, and if you're a regular listener, you know it already. It's a yearly tradition, the Scary Sound CD. I think it was six guys who were drunk in somebody's garage with a microphone and a tape deck. And they put this sound effects thing together. So the scary sound CD. Now there are many on here that are memorable, many that couldn't even tell you what they were. But there's one in particular that people over the years, it's the one that jumps out as the most ridiculous on the entire CD. Now, let me play the first one, and I'll give you an example, and then I will play the ultimate scary sounds cut. Now, here's the very first one on the CD. Now, when we got the CD, we tried to figure out what this was, but this is scary. I prepare to be scared. Could you imagine the kids walking up to the front porch and they hear this when they're going to try and trick or treat? They would turn around and have a hasty retreat. Okay. So, our guess, when Gary and I first played this cut, our guess was, because again, there's no tracking, bacon. Now, I don't know, but see, Dan, it's obviously wrong, because how scary is bacon?
Right.
Unless you have very high cholesterol, it's not very scary. You know, you wouldn't put the sound of bacon sizzling on a CD. And that is, in fact, an acid bath. Obviously, right?
Of course, yes.
Of course. Everybody knows that.
Uh-huh.
All right, so now we'll track more of these until we get to Halloween. But I got a request for this one. And this is just it's entitled on the actual track listing. It's entitled Man. It's entitled Screams Man. Screams parentheses Man. Now, if you've never heard this before, prepare yourself.
Ah! 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 Ah!
Yeah. Gotcha. By the way, this goes on for another minute and 40 seconds. So. Okay, it goes on. It's going to go on. We'll take a break and he'll continue screaming. Yeah. Trying to hear soon, sir. All right. I was playing a little bit of the Scary Sound CD, which we do all the time. We didn't get to the most hilarious part of the screaming guy effect. So I want to get that. I want to make sure I get that in. Then I got some texts about the Scary Sound CD that people have listened to for a long time. Here again is from the greatest sound effects CD of all time, Scary Sounds. This is Screams, parentheses, Man.
Ah!
Mm-hmm. How is this scary? I don't. Just wait. Vic, is this your first time hearing this?
Yes.
Okay, just keep listening.
Just want...
It gets better.
Can we make this a segment?
Yeah, here we go. Wait. There we go. Bunch of guys just walked in, started screaming.
This sounds like he's not screaming, like this is his language.
And they left.
So he's just saying bye.
Yeah.
That's how we speak as Melda when you're not around.
Screaming.
That's it.
I think.
Oh my gosh! I like at the end. It kind of gets. He's like he's getting used to whatever is happening to him.
I think it would be prudent now if all of us turned our mics on, walked across the room, and screamed.
Yeah. That's my favorite part. And then, like, 20 guys just come in and go, and then leave.
It sounds like that's his language. And they all just walked in and said hi, and then they left, and he said goodbye.
The scary sound screaming guy language. Okay, the text that I got was, Andy says, the screaming man always reminds me of the Bette Midler and Helen Slater ransom call scene in Ruthless People with the frying burgers. Sue says, Nick, I've been listening to you since it all started and was hoping you'd play Screaming Man. It made me laugh then, and it still does today. Thanks. People are thanking me for playing that. 630 area code says, for your information, copies of the Scary Sound CD are on eBay, and they start at $3.91. Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know. So if you want, there's so many more extraordinary sound effects on this thing. I told Gary Lee Wright for many years that was the best $2 he ever spent in his life was this thing. And then, the first night we played it, people were like, they're calling up and complaining because we played the whole thing. We played the Screaming Man. People started calling and complaining, like, what the hell is this? What are you doing? And then other people were calling up. I wonder if it affected anybody's cats. We constantly, every time I play that, every year I play it, you know, I play it a few times throughout the Halloween season, and inevitably somebody texts or calls in and goes, my cat went nuts. While you were playing that, my cat was, like, sitting on the couch. Suddenly he hears it. He jets across the room like, what the hell is this?
I'll have to grab the podcast.
And play it for Smokey and see what happens. See what happens. Anyway.
My dog would just think the Cubs are playing again. That's pretty much what sounded in my apartment.
That's what
last
you
night.
Sounded like last night.
A texter texted in. It sounds like the Cubs dugout. Yep.
It was Joe Madden, and then, like, right around the seventh inning, everybody else joined in. Man. All right. See if you can figure this one out. Hold on a second. What is this? From the Scary Sound CD. Again, see if you can figure this one out. What's that?
Is that a head getting chopped off?
Oh, good. It's a guillotine.
Yes.
Nice job. Very nice. All right, what's this? What is this?
Is it a lion? Oh, wild dogs.
And the guy.
Yeah. That one really hurt.
So they just took the bad screaming sound effect and layered it over some dog sound effects.
Just some dogs barking and then squishy noises.
Exactly. Like a guy squeezing an orange.
Why do the dogs keep growling while they're eating? Oh.
Someone's chewing on something.
That seems odd that they keep growling as they eat.
Maybe they don't like the taste of Screaming Man.
That's true.
All right. Well, we'll play more from the Scary Sound CD. And I like the fact it's very efficient because they reuse the sound effects in other sound effects.
They're thrifty.
That's right. Let me tell you something. If I had the Screaming Man sound effect, I would use it a million times on that CD.
You could do Man Falling.
That's right. I think they have Falling.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Hold on.
And it's not the same Screaming Man?
Oh, wait a minute, because there's like 85 cuts on here, so I have to fly through them to get to the one. All right, here. Hold on. Okay, this is Falling, okay? That's diving.
He doesn't seem too frightened that he's falling to his death. He's kind of like, I'm falling.
Oh, it's the best. All right, we got a break. We'll take a break. We got weather, we got traffic here, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees for this year, for 2017 coming up, and then we've got Rock and Roll Hall of Fame snubs that we want to talk about. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, If you want to talk and text, 312-981-7200. And then a little bit later on, Dan is going to give Esmeralda and I a quiz on know your company slogans. My husband, some hotshot. Which one is ancient Chinese secret, Esmeralda?
Calgon.
Yay!
Although that one would be now, Calgon, take me away.
Yeah.
Or take me away.
Take me away. Calgon, take me away. Yeah. All right.
To the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League.
That's right. Told his friend. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin, on Wild Card Wednesday requested the good Steve Goodman Cubs song, not the terrible Steve Goodman Cubs song that we get to hear all the damn time. But that is the dying Cub fan's last request, and that is Steve Goodman. That song rules. But the one that we hear all the time, oh, man. All right. We got more responses from the screaming man. let's see. We just got a few more texts, then we're going to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The nominees have been announced for this year, for 2017. And we'll talk about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame snubs. And we want to hear from you on that. 312-981-7200. Who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and isn't? There are a lot of artists that should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The prerequisite is that the first album by the artist has to have been released 25 years ago. They have to have been around for 25 years. So that's, you know, so any like artists from more recent than that are not eligible. But there are tons of artists who have been snubbed who belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who aren't. And we'll give you the list of the new ones that are possible inductees. Okay, Joe says, "Hey, Nick, I still remember like it was yesterday when I heard you and Gary play it for the first time. And it's still funny a year after year after year." Okay, thank you. 807 area code said, "Screaming Man reminds me of Ric Flair getting a beat down. All that's missing is the oh God." Ric Flair getting a beat down. 815 area code says, "The man screaming sounds better than the wild dog eating him." Okay. 262 says, "How about Screaming Man the musical?" Oh. Where every song, just some guy goes, ah, that's the whole. And then 606 says, "Sounds like my neighbor in the bathroom." Oh, well, wait a minute now. Hold on a second. Try more Bran. Okay.